In today's first reading from the book of Exodus, we read, quote, "An angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, 'I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned.'" Unquote. Hello again. Today's first reading from Exodus, describing the dramatic encounter between God and Moses through a burning bush, is one of the great theophanies of the Old Testament. It offers an opportunity not only to recall the seminal moments of Moses' conversion, but an invitation for each of us to remember certain moments of awe, revelations, and wonder. Perhaps we do not have dramatic burning bushes in our lives, but there are certain moments, however ordinary, which may provide ways for us to have a sense of God's presence. And as was the case of Moses, such profound moments require a certain sense of curiosity. Notice how Moses was curious about the burning bush. Some years ago, as a college student, I took a class on creativity, during the course of which I learned of the relationship between curiosity and creativity. I was thereby led to perform a small study of this relationship by testing a grade of fourth grade children. The test involved asking each child to look at a series of drawings, and I invited her or him to ask questions about each one. As they looked at the picture, the children wrote down questions beginning with the interrogatory words, who, what, how, why? For example, why is that duck colored blue? How did the bear get to know the child, etc.? The hypothesis I was testing was that the more questions a child asked about a picture, the higher the correlation or relationship between curiosity and creativity. I recall this experiment in considering Moses' encounter with the burning bush. Certainly Moses, in his curious state, must have asked questions such as, who, what, how, why? And in his curiosity, besides feeling fear and trembling, Moses also had a sense of awe and wonder. He thereby encountered the presence of God, identified as, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Later in the same third chapter of Exodus, which we'll read tomorrow, God says to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And so the story unfolds. And as the story unfolds, Moses, by being curious about the burning bush and then encountering the presence of God, was indeed sent by God to places he never dreamed of, becoming the greatest of all the prophets. So folks, what about ourselves? How are you and I curious in ways that may reveal God's presence? When we encounter something or someone, what sort of curious questions do we ask? One scholar lists the value of curiosity in the following way. Being curious allows us to be more objective in viewing our responses and our thinking, doing, and feeling. Being curious shines the light on patterns and to give name to what we experience. Being curious gives us a space to step back, to study, to learn, and to ask questions. Being curious reveals options to our behavior and thoughts we never realized before. Being curious gives us hope. Being curious invites God to open our hearts to see our true self through God's creative love. Being curious works not only in our spiritual inner world, but at all intersections with others in the world. Furthermore, curiosity sets up the possibility of awe and wonder, which, as in the case of Moses, may lead to profound religious experience. In the spiritual exercises, St. Ignatius offers exercises of awe and wonder, and refers to them as consolations. These experiences can be such as witnessing a solar eclipse, seeing the northern lights, stargazing, birth of a child, standing and gazing at the edge of the Grand Canyon, listening to an incredibly moving piece of music, or experiencing a powerful work of art, learning about space missions, like the landing on the moon or the exploration of distant planets, experiencing a deeply emotional and spiritual connection with another person, visiting majestic waterfalls like Niagara Falls or powerful geysers like Old Faithful, the witnessing remarkable feats of human achievement, such as breathtaking Olympian performances by an athlete or a groundbreaking of a scientific discovery. These experiences, friends, of awe and wonder have the power to shift our perspective, connect us with something greater than ourselves, and leave a lasting impact on our lives. They are forms of transcendence, and they remind us of the beauty and complexity of the world we inhabit and the extraordinary potential within each of us. And so, friends, while we may not be called to the prophetic role of Moses, there are lots of burning bushes out there waiting for us to notice, be curious, and ask questions. Who knows? God may be seeking to tell you and I something special. We need only be curious and listen.